Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, hallelujah. I like being in the house of the Lord with all of God's people.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
No place I'd rather be.
No place.
Oh, don't you like it when we get to worship the Lord
Amen.
Together?
Amen.
We get to learn together. Didn't you enjoy that Sunday school class?
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed that so much. Very timely words for the time we're living in. Help us. Amen. Are you happy this morning?
Amen.
Amen. All right. If you would open up your Bibles to Mark chapter 10, read a very familiar passage of Scripture here from our Lord and Savior. But I'm going with the thought, the Lord spoke to me very clearly. He said, I want you to put everybody in remembrance about my love and about the fact that, he said, I want you to put into practice in your own life to live by my love.
Yeah.
Not live just in it or around it, but recognize and realize I live by it. And when I do that, it changes my whole understanding about what God has for me, what God has done for me, and that God is going to always be for me. He's going to always be there with me. I can choose to pull away from Him, but He's there for me and will stick with me if I stick with Him. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let's look here. Mark chapter 10. Let's start reading in verse 17, if you would. And we'll see how this all ties together. Mark chapter 10, verse 17. Everybody there say amen.
Amen.
All right. And when he was going forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, Good Master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? It's not what we do, right? It's what Jesus did.
Yeah.
Amen? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these things have I observed from my youth. Verse 21, now mark this down in your mind's eye. Verse 21, then Jesus, beholding him, loved him. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and take up the cross, and follow me.
Amen.
And he was sad at that saying, and he went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked around about and saith unto his disciples, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words, but Jesus answereth again and saith unto them, Children, how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. Let's stop right there. Father, we thank you for your goodness, your kindness.
Thank you.
Lord, right now we give all of our attention to you. And we believe that we have the anointing inside of us, each one of us. You said we have an abiding anointing that teaches us. This morning we believe we will be taught by the Holy Spirit and we will receive words of life that will bring faith, that will build in our lives the promise, the vision, and the plan of God. And we say, yes, we will receive it, we will obey it, and we will walk in it. In the mighty name of Jesus, everyone says, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. First and foremost, you and I, we've got to come to a place, as Brother Corey was said that he woke up with that on his heart this morning, is recognizing and realizing that God sees everything.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
God sees it all. He knows everything about me. If y'all knew everything that went across the butt of my mind, you might get aggravated at me.
Yeah.
If you knew some of the things that come out of my mouth, sometimes you might say, why did he say that? Come on, we're human. We're human. We're not perfect, but we're serving a God that is perfect. We're serving a God who can help us, as our sister said, mature in the Lord, amen, and grow and become complete in Him. We just got to stay hooked up to the vine and let the Word do what only the Word can do, make us into the image of Christ, amen? So as we look at these verses of Scripture here, we see something that is so encouraging to us. It's not about what we can do. It's about what Christ's done. All I've got to do, all you've got to do, is to believe that Christ finished the work. Amen? He said his last words, "It is finished." And when he said that, he brought an end, that part of the old covenant with the resurrection out of the tomb, bringing in a better covenant, amen, based on better promises for you and I. And he brought life to those who would believe in the heart and confess with the mouth, amen. And so he knowing that you and I, the Bible says, "But while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me."
Yeah.
He didn't care that I was ignoring Him. He loved me so much that He had a plan for me even though I wasn't interested in His plan. Amen? He had words for me even though I wanted to hear from the world rather than Him. Amen? He loved me that much. He looked at my life and He said, "This is what's happening, but this is what I have for it. And I'm going to take it, I'm going to bring Him, and I'm going to cause that gap to be bridged by the cross and by my defeating hell, death, and the grave." And that's what He's done for each one of us this morning. Amen? So what we've got to do is just be honest with the Lord who knows all, and know that when He looks in our heart, that He sees it.
Amen.
He beholds us. From the Greek, this is a Greek word, emblepo, and it means to discern clearly. You see, I look at my life and I look at my family's life sometimes and I wonder why they do things. I wonder why I do things. And I don't even understand it sometimes. But God does.
Yes, He does.
He discerns it clearly. He knows exactly. So that means if He looks inside of my heart and He sees what's in there, He sees what's missing.
Yeah.
See, because the reason why we do certain things that we don't know why, there's a word that's missing. There's a love of God that hasn't been received, a truth of God that hasn't been absorbed, something that hasn't been put into practice yet. Amen? But that's okay. We let God look at us. And we let Him love us just the way we are.
Amen.
Come on, it's about what He done for us. It's not about what we can do. Now, we are to do some things. Amen. We know that faith without works is dead. But we're talking about it, nothing I can do can change God's mind about me. Nothing you can do can change God's mind about you. He loves you, Jeremiah 33:3, with an everlasting love. Paul said in Romans chapter 8 that not one thing, not all these tribulations and perils and all these things can separate you and I from the love of God.
That's right.
He said, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" Amen. In that 8th chapter of Romans. So we got something to be excited about this morning. So what we got to do, we got to come back and we've got to get past those little things that the devil uses against us to hinder us. Because if we'll be honest with each other, every day you hear from the devil through some voice, through some vessel. And as you hear that, it's always something that's putting a limitation on you. It's always something that's trying to label you as something that's short of God. Yes, we know that we've all come short of the glory of God. We've all done that. But we can't let the devil keep us from where God wants to take us by His grace. By His mercy, amen?
Yes.
And so we want to go all the way back and we want to think about what happened in the beginning. And let's look in Genesis chapter 2. Let's put to practice a closeness that only we can have when we walk with the Lord. You know these verses of Scripture very well, but now just because you know them, don't let the Scripture be jaded to you, amen?
Yes.
Now, he says in Genesis chapter 2, the very last verse, look at this. Talking about Adam and Eve, and they were both naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed. Everything was laid open before God. They were clothed in the glory of God. And we know what happened when sin came all of a sudden. And if you look in the 3rd chapter, we won't look at it, but they start hiding themselves from God. And this is what the devil loves. He loves to cause you and I to fall in that trap, that bait that our brother was teaching so well this morning about, and then bring so much condemnation in our life that we, instead of running back to the foot of the cross, instead of running back to the grace of God, we hold ourselves back. We hide from God. But see, Jesus looked at that rich young ruler. And he beheld him and he loved him despite that he had things right. He also had things wrong. Amen? But that didn't determine whether Jesus loved him or not.
Amen. Amen.
What you can do, what I can do, doesn't determine whether Jesus loves us or not. He loves us. He made us. You realize if we could do a spiritual testing on you, if we could dust you with the very a fingerprint kit, we would see the very hand of God all over your life because God made you. And when He made you, He looked and He said, "It is good. It is good." Amen? Now, the devil cannot stand for the child of God to get that inside of them that they're created by a good God, and when they come into that relationship, that God makes things that's wrong, He makes them right. Amen? So it doesn't matter what situation you're in, what circumstance, what has happened, what looks like the future may hold, God sees it. God sees it, and God has a plan. He has a word for good, amen? He has a word that will bring instruction, that will bring guidance to us. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 4. And let's look at a verse of Scripture, just go along with what we're talking about. Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 13. Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 13, the Word of God says, "Neither is there any creature that is not manifest," talking about in God, "in His sight." God sees all. "But all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do."
Amen.
That's a comfort to me. Sometimes I want so bad to go to my wife or to my children or to my brother or sister and say, "Listen, this is what I'm feeling." You know, but it's hard. It's hard to open up and say, "This is what I'm feeling, and this is what I need from you. I need some instruction. I need some wisdom. I need some understanding."
Yes.
You ever been there?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's hard. But with God, He done knows it all anyway. So I can just lay my heart open before Him and know that He loves me no matter what I say. And I can say, "Listen, this is what I'm feeling. And I don't know if I'm really feeling this or if it's the devil pushing my buttons. Or I don't know if it's the devil lying to me. I don't know what it is, but I need to know that You can help me and that You want to help me." And that's the truth. He does. Amen?
Amen.
He wants to look me to allow Him to look in my life and me just to say, "God, here I am." Now we're talking about living by the love of God. You see, when I live by the love of God and I recognize that nothing's going to change the way God feels about me, I can hold my head up high.
Yes.
And I can be in a place of assurance instead of fear.
Yeah.
I can have faith to know that it's going to be all right. I may not know why, other than God wants it to be.
Yeah.
I may not know how, other than God's going to make it be. Amen. I may not know when, but I know it's going to be all right. Because God has never failed. Not one promise has ever fallen to the ground. Amen. So here's what we can be encouraged about. Here's what we can hold on to. That when God looks, He can tell me what I need. Now come on, this morning there's some issues in our lives and we would like to have some answer. Well, nobody can give us an answer but the One who knows and who can see all. And if I'm willing to let Him, He can give me a word that will change my situation and my circumstance forever. Amen? We won't take time to read it. You mark it down in your home study time in Psalms 139, verses 10 and 11. It talks about day and night. And it's no difference to God. We can, you know, sometimes we're in dark situations and we can't, it seems like darkness is just enveloping us. It's like a cloud. And we can't see it, but it doesn't make any difference to God. He can see through the dark times, through the hard times, through the troublesome times. Amen? And He can help us. He can minister to us. He said all things were open. This word open is from a Greek word where we get our word. If you had a trach, you know, where they cut you right here, where you can breathe, how do you say it? Yes, sir. And that's what this is talking about. It's a medical word. But it's also a word that goes even deeper than that, where you're cut completely open like an animal that is sacrificed, and they would lay on the altar, and it was laid open. You could see everything inside of it. That's what He's talking about. God sees. If you look at the preceding verse, His Word goes and divides spirit and soul, even to the marrow of the bone. The dividing. God can tell, in other words, what part is Greg that's the body that's going to pass away. What part of this Greg that is the mind that needs to be renewed? And what part of this is the spirit that's going to live forever with God in a glorified body? Amen. One of these days?
Yeah.
It's manifest before Him. And God's going to help us. Amen. And so I'm going to live by that love. I'm going to live by that love that is going to cause me to hear what Jesus has to say that will enable me to walk with Him and realize that I've got eternal life.
Yeah.
right now.
Yes.
Come on, you're born again. Your name is written down in the blood. Amen. If we don't take it out, it's there. The devil can't take it out. Oh, he would love to. Okay, I got to hurry. Let's go over and let's look at 1 John chapter 4. So we're gonna let this love shape everything about us. And 1 John chapter 4, look at this, verse number 10. Herein is love. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be a propitiation for our sins. Oh, glory!
Amen.
Jesus looked at him, the rich young ruler, beholding him, he loved him. Come on now. Because Jesus knew what He was going to do. He and love, so many people talk about love, how it feels. Love is not just a feeling. Love is an action.
Yeah.
An action. God, He's talked about love and He showed how He felt by showing Jesus.
Yeah.
Come on now, He sent Jesus Christ for you and me.
Yeah.
Now, that means that there's no sin, and we're not getting into the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, but there's no sin that God can't take care of.
Come on,
there's some things that people struggle with, and when the devil baits you up and you fall in it, then comes the condemnation, and the devil says, see, you'll never be free of that. I struggled with certain things for years. Did God love me? Yes. If I died, would I went to heaven? Yes, but as long as I repented, amen. But God had something better for me. What was it? It was victory. It was coming to truth. And when I come to truth, I was able to shed off of that stronghold of the devil, that root that was working in me, and it got displaced by the root of the truth of the Word of God, and it produced freedom, the fruit that Jesus has for every believer. Amen? Because of the atonement, the propitiation, it was paid for by Jesus. Jesus don't make mistakes. That you are going to be, as you yield to the Word of God, as I yield to the Word of God, we are going to be more and more free. We're going to have more of the attributes of Christ. All we've got to do is hold on, let the Word work. Now, drop down to verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect, that complete, that mature word we were talking about earlier, same word that our sister was talking about. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear. Perfect love. I've got to let the love of God. See, this is what the rich young ruler, that's what his problem was. He loved God.
Yeah.
He wanted to serve God. But he was trusting in what he had. Now, this is important. This is how you and I are going to live by love. We're going to give God what we've got.
Yeah.
And as we give God what we got, then we live by His love.
Yeah.
Come on, that's how it casts out fear. I'm going to trust God to make my marriage what it's supposed to be.
Right.
I'm not going to make it myself. I'm going to give it to God.
Amen.
My relationship with my children, my relationship with my brothers and sisters, my co-workers, I'm going to give it to God.
Amen.
And as I give it to God, God can bless it.
Amen.
And He can make it flourish. He can make it grow. And it casts out fear.
Yeah.
Come on, man. 60% divorce rate in America? Let's get real. We're right down the road, the root is, okay, where the grass level root is, where the rubber meets the road. People are fearful sometimes. Am I going to make it? Yes. We're going to let God be God. We're going to give it to God.
Yeah.
And if we do that, if we let Him have our marriage, let Him have our children, let Him have our jobs, let Him have everything about us, then He can take care of
Amen.
It. He knows how to put a hedge around it when I trust Him. Amen? And it'll cast out the fear. But as long as I hold on to it and try to say, no, I'm going to take care of this my way. My love hasn't been perfected. And I can't live by the love that is everlasting. I can't live by the love that never fails. But if I give it to God, then those things that the devil works in my... Come on, I'm talking about where the devil is shut off. Where the door is closed, it's locked, it's barred by the Holy Ghost. Amen? When I let the Lord have it.
Amen.
You say, well, I don't know how I'm going to raise my kids in this godless world.
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to look at the schools and look at the laws that's being passed and look at what's being taught? you and I, we're going to give it to God.
That's right.
Come on, God loves our family more than we do.
Amen.
He's going to give us wisdom. He's going to show us. He's going to instruct us. He's going to help us in every way.
Amen.
Let's give God our health.
Amen.
Come on, we can't keep ourselves.
Amen.
God said, I bless your bread and your water. And I'll take sickness. Exodus 15. What is it? I'll take sickness out of this. See, I'm the Lord that healeth thee.
Yeah.
Am, present tense. He is the God I am. Amen.
Amen.
The God of now.
Yes, yes.
That's right. Amen.
And so that's why the rich young ruler, that's why he went away. He went away, and the Bible said he was sad.
Yeah.
That word sad, it's the same word in Matthew 16:3, where Jesus is talking about the weather, about the clouds lowering. Lowering down, there was a cloud of darkness come about him because the devil was lying to him. Anytime you and I reject the Word of God, the second we reject it, here comes the devil, and it's like a blanket. Remember, 2 Corinthians 4:4 said the God of this world blinds the people. It talks about in the 3rd chapter a veil. That's what the devil does, amen? So we want to be in this place. Now, let's see what happens. Then the word is, as we let it cast out all fear, then we can do things that we couldn't do before. Look at verse number 11. Back up with me. It says, Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, fear is what keeps us from opening up to be able to love one another.
That's right.
How many's been hurt in here this morning?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The devil wants to keep that hurt. He wants to take sandpaper and rub over it.
Yeah.
Where we won't open up our heart and love somebody else again. I ain't doing that again.
No.
Yeah. I got hurt. No way.
Yeah.
See, that's fear.
Yeah.
I went through that. I got hurt. Me and my family hurt in church and got pushed out.
Yeah.
Doing what God told us to do, but got pushed out. So I ain't going to do nothing. We got to be right with God, and then God will make things right with man. Amen?
Amen.
He'll bring healing.
Amen.
Perfect love casts out all fear. You can do it. I can do it. And now the Word of God tells us, well, let's look here. He said, Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also love one another. He said, No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and His love is perfected. It's consumed. It's completed in us. Hereby we know that we dwell in Him and He in us because He hath given us His Spirit. Now why is that important? Because Romans 5:5 says, The love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. So when the devil says you can't love that person, laugh at him. Because he's putting a limitation on the Word of God. And I look and I see where the Word of God, Hebrews 2:14, destroyed death, the works of the devil, amen?
Amen.
Destroyed it.
Yeah.
Abolished it. Put it in.
Amen.
He can only go as far as my lack of understanding of the Word.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
That's the truth.
So I can love somebody. You can love somebody. And we can not have no fear about it because we're letting the love of God be matured, not in us alone, but by the power of the Spirit of God in us. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
That's true.
You see, you're God's mouthpiece. You're God's hand. You're His arms. You're your leg. The Bible tells us that. He's the head. We're the many-membered body.
That's right.
And if somebody's going to get loved on this earth, they're going to get loved through you. If they're going to get the truth, they're going to get it through you.
Yeah.
Come on, the church has got to stand up.
That's right.
We got to stand up and we've got to say, this is our community.
Uh-huh.
And there's people out here that don't know the truth. They don't know the love of God because the enemy is hurting them and lying to them. Wherever you're from, and you take that and you go out into your community and you give them an opportunity to be touched by the hand of God. I'm talking about living by the love of God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's look at one set of verses of Scripture and I'll let you go. Go to Acts chapter 4. Let's see it put into practice. You know these verses of Scripture very well. This is what the rich young ruler could have done if he hadn't have been motivated by fear. The last few verses in this Acts chapter 4, look at this. It says, starting in verse 33, And there was great power gave the apostles' witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked. Why? For as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made to every man according to as he had need. Now, I'm not talking about you go selling something. I'm talking about this is an example of what the need was then.
Yeah.
Today, there's a greatest need is somebody needs to know that God loves them. And there's not one person under the sound of my voice that doesn't have the love of God in their heart. And so that means there should not be a lack of love, a vessel to give out what God wants to give. For God so loved the world. Amen? Well, how's the world going to know it unless we give it to them? There should not be no lack of love, of truth in people's lives because you possess it. And so if I live by that love, you see, and I let that love be matured, it'll cast out the fear that will keep me from being able to go and do what God called me to do.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I'm a very shy person. And I'm a very closed-in person. I don't, I want my 3 feet around me, and I don't want anybody to get in that 3 feet area. Mm-hmm. In the natural. But see, the devil can use that to keep God's will and God's plan from coming to pass.
Right.
We got to step out of our own box, out of our own shell, let that love be matured and say, okay, I'm going to do what I know I can't do on my own.
Yeah.
And God's going to get the glory.
Yes.
It's going to be by the power of God. Living by the love of God. Giving people what they need. Look, let me finish this right here. And it says, and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made to every man according as he had need. To think that you and I can meet the need of somebody.
Amen.
What can make life better? If somebody's praying to God and they're going, God, I don't understand how you could love me. And you take the revelation of the love of God that you have. Or I don't know how you could help me in this situation. How you could minister grace to me. You tell them that grace that was ministered to you. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible says, Jesus, out of His mouth, what did He say? Matthew, maybe 10:8? He said, freely you have been given.
Freely
you've received, freely you give. Amen?
Amen.
There's nothing that can stop a church, a body, that is controlled
Amen.
By the love Amen. Of God. Amen?
Amen.
God wants you to be so excited about who you are in Him, by Him. Amen?
Amen.
I'll close with this thought. There was this young man. He got up and he sat down at the breakfast table with his dad. And he looked over at his dad and he said, Dad, I'm going to get married. It kind of caught his dad off guard and was surprised. And he said, you're going to get married, son? He said, yes. He said, how do you know you love the girl? Oh, he said, I know I love her with all my heart. And he said, how do you know you love her? He said, well, last night, he said, we went out and we just talked and talked. And he said, it seemed like just a few seconds. And it was several hours. And he said, when I kissed her goodnight, this is funny. He said, when I kissed her goodnight, her dog bit me on the hand, and it didn't hurt till I got home. I'm not saying you won't get hurt when you love, but because you can love, you'll look past some of the hurts. Now, there's some hurt going on. And the enemy's trying to do some separation and dividing and trying to hurt some people. But God's love is greater. Amen? It's greater. Let's yield to the Lord. Let's let Him help us. Let Him look into your life and know that He says He loves you no matter where you're at. Come on, not one of us is perfect. Not one of us is where we want to be. But that's just the opportunity to be where He wants us to be. When we realize Amen. See, I would look at my life and I knew I was supposed to be here. And I was down here. And the devil would condemn me so much, then I would go down another step. God's love pulls us up.
Amen.
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 He pulls us up. This is how important it is. There was a dad. He was talking to his little girl. He every night he would read her a bedtime story. And she'd always want another story and another story and another story. And so he got this bright idea. He would come in there that one night and he sat down on her bed, a tape recorder. And he said, "Here is every story I've ever told you on this tape." He said, "You can listen to them anytime you want to." He said, "Does that make you happy?" And she looked at the tape recorder and she looked back up to him and she said, "It doesn't have a lap."
Mm-hmm.
You and I, we need to sit in the lap of God, amen? We'll sit in the lap of God. The love of God will come in us, upon us, will come out of us.
Amen.
And we can live by that love. God wants to talk to us. He wants to tell us His story. His story will outdo what the devil has to say. Amen? Pray with me. Father, I thank You for Your goodness, Your kindness. I thank You for the power of Your Word. I thank You for the anointing of the Holy Spirit that is flowing in and amongst Your people right now. I feel something that is being built. I feel faith that is coming. I feel truth that is rising up in our spirit and the flesh being put down. And I ask You, Father God, right now that we hold on to the very words, to the very revelation that You're speaking to us, for Your Word can produce the very fruit that You've destined for our lives. Father, let it be. We ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. Would you come this morning and make yourself an altar and make sure that you're in that love of God? If there's any question in your life that you're not sitting in the love of God, make yourself an altar and say, "I want to sit in that love. I want that love to surround me. I want that love to be absorbed by me." You see, as you and I get in the truth of that love, it puts perspective on who we are in Him. Amen? And it helps us. It helps us. But we got to make sure. We've got to accept what God has for us. The rich young ruler, he walked away. He didn't receive the Word. He walked away, and he walked away from the One who loved him no matter what. Amen? We can't walk away from what God has for us. It's a simple thing. Just to receive and say, "Lord, I want You. I receive You." Amen? And as we do that, the very blood of Jesus comes upon our lives and we're changed forever. Hallelujah. 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 Praise You, Jesus. Praise You, Jesus. Holy Spirit, help us. Help us.
good God, ain't he?
Yes.
Yes.
All the time.
You know, Brother Dennis talked this morning about the importance of being humble.
Amen.
You know, and that's the hardest time sometimes to just to humble ourselves,
yes,
to receive that word. But after we've done that, oh, it changes everything.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't matter if it's salvation or if it's just instruction. Because God, it's the same for all of us. He's either saving us or he's instructing us.
Yeah.
And if he does that, it's like a million-pound weight.
Praise
all
God.
Every time.
Yes.
Right.
And you get freer and freer. That's why one of these days we're going to get so free. We're going to be like,
oh, hallelujah.
We're going to walk with God.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
We didn't get to get into it, but in that fourth chapter, you look at it at home, spend time. The Bible said, as Jesus is, so are we in his service.
Amen. That's right.
Because he loved us, we can love others.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Any other needs this morning?
No pressure.
Yes. Tonight you stand in for him. We'll have prayer tonight.
You know, the
way that
I'm
saying.
Everybody
happy?
Amen.
Make it a point to go out this week and just listen to the Lord and just see how he uses it. Amen.
Amen.
And it's not according to whether you prayed for an hour that morning or whether you've done this good deed or that good deed. It's because God called you.
Yeah.
God saved you.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen.
All right. Oh, you did? Oh, yes. Let me see. And I love this. What is love? It is silence when your words would hurt. It is patience when your neighbors curse. It is deftness when a scandal flows. It is thoughtfulness for others' woes. It is promptness when stern duty calls. It is courage when misfortune falls. Love and hope.
Amen. That's good.
What we got to live by.
Praise God.
Love never fails.
Let's give Brother Greg a hand and thank you for listening to the word. Let's give the Lord a hand by the praise. Well, I really enjoyed that sermon and everything, and that's exactly what was on my heart this morning. That was just for me. If y'all come back tonight, if I remember right, we're starting service at 6:00 now on Sunday night. So y'all come back tonight at 6:00 and fellowship with us and worship with us again. We love having y'all. And are there any announcements?
Come back tonight, Lord willing. We're going to talk about how to get God's best.
Amen.
Amen.
I want God's best.
Amen. But we won't.
All right. No other.
Home and free will Baptist up here starts on the Bible this week. It starts at 7:00.
Okay. Any other announcements? Okay, if not, we'll stand and be dismissed. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and worship you for this wonderful time, this
thank
wonderful
you,
morning that you allowed us to come in here and just gather in your name. And Lord, we praise you and worship you, Lord, for this message that went forward. We thank you, Lord, for teaching us about your love and helping us to learn to walk in your love. We thank you, Lord, that you'll keep us as we go home this evening, Lord, and keep us come back safe this afternoon. We thank you for everything once again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.